Calls for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign are growing louder. The New York State Assembly Democrats are meeting today to discuss next steps. And this is after a sixth woman has come forward this week accusing him of sexual misconduct. The anonymous woman works for Cuomo and says she was aggressively groped late last year in the governor's mansion. Let's bring in WAMC's news director Ian Pickus in Albany for more. Hey, Ian.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. So what's the latest you're hearing from state lawmakers today?
Well, the minority Republicans in the state legislature are pretty unified that Cuomo should resign or face impeachment. A new development today was that the Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, a Bronx Democrat, said that the caucus, the Democratic caucus, would be meeting today to discuss next possible paths forward. Hastie had fallen short of calling Cuomo to resign outright on Sunday in a statement, but today that ground may be shifting a little bit, and the caucus is now discussing the possibility of impeachment, of calling on Cuomo to resign outright, or a new third way that we've heard today, which is maybe Cuomo would step back for a while and the lieutenant governor would take over while the investigation plays out.
Oh, interesting. I want to get to all of those points with you. But first, let's go through this latest allegation. It's one of the most serious against Cuomo. Tell us more about it.
It is. Cuomo had been accused of misconduct, maybe some misbehavior earlier. The Times Union newspaper here in Albany reported that an unnamed woman had come forward. She was an aide to the governor and alleged that she was summoned to the executive mansion late last year, where the governor made a physical pass at her, groped her under her shirt, on the pretense of having been called over there to help the governor with a cell phone. Now, after that report broke, another Cuomo accuser, Charlotte Bennett's attorney, released a statement saying those details were very similar to what Charlotte Bennett had experienced, being called to help the governor in a one-on-one setting. Now, the identity of that latest accuser has not been made public yet, and the governor says that the allegations are gut-wrenching but has not otherwise addressed them.
Okay. So, yeah, he mentioned that all of these allegations are gut-wrenching, but has he responded at all specifically to this latest allegation?
The timing of this is very interesting. He did do a conference call with reporters earlier in the week when he said that he was not aware of the new accusation. It turns out, according to the newspaper, that this was made public, at least within the governor's office, maybe around March 3rd. The governor did release a statement to the newspaper saying that the investigation should be taking a look at that latest allegation. He says that he has never touched anybody inappropriately, and he has repeated that, and he repeated that on the conference call with reporters this week, although the timing of this latest accusation and when the governor was made aware of it is still unclear.
Okay. So what would happen should Cuomo resign or be removed by an impeachment process? Who's next in line?
Well, it's a bit of uncharted waters unless you were around in 1913 when Governor Sulzer was impeached, the last New York governor to be impeached. It's a very complicated process in New York. The short answer is the next in line would be Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul. She's a Democrat from the Buffalo area. She previously served in Congress, and she's been keeping up a number of events this week, although notably hasn't taken many questions. She also released a statement earlier in this latest controversy saying that the investigation should go forward. The claims were serious, but other than that, she has not publicly called on Cuomo to go or given any extended interviews in recent days.
Okay. You know, I have less than a minute with you, but what about public sentiment? How are New York residents feeling about their governor right now?
It's interesting. A Quinnipiac poll earlier in recent days found that a majority of New Yorkers don't want to see Cuomo seek a fourth term, which has long been a goal of the governor's. It would eclipse his father, Mario Cuomo, who fell short at three. A slightly smaller majority also didn't want to see him resign. However, that poll was taken before this latest accusation, which, as you say, is the first one alleging a physical interaction between the governor and an aide.
That's Ian Pickus, WAMC's news director in Albany, New York. Thank you so much for this update.
Thank you for having me.